Do you know what the animals and birds do when the cold weather comes?
Bears sleep, I know.
Some do, yes.
Squirrels can make it back door to scratch for bread.
Do they at your house?
Uh-huh. And whole bunches of birds fly to where it's warmer.
Right. Now, nobody tells all the different animals and birds what to do. They just know because God has made them that way. He takes care of every creature he has made.
Even frogs?
Yes, even frogs.
But they don't fly away like birds. They have to stay where they are. What do they do when it gets all icy cold?
Now, that's just what our friend Steve was thinking about when he had one of the strangest adventures that ever happened to him. He was sitting by the lake that his family goes to every summer and saying to himself,
"There goes another one. Boy, those frogs sure can jump for being so little. Wonder what they do in the winter. Hey, what's going on? Wow, is it getting cold? Hey, what's snow doing falling this time of the year? Hey, look, the lake is freezing over. Hey, what's going on around here? It's the middle of winter. And a minute ago?
A minute ago, I was safe.
Huh? Who said that?
I did. There I was, hiding under that rock over there.
Frog!
Exactly. But now, suppose you tell me what's going on around here.
Well, I don't know either. What were you hiding from over there?
That's a silly question. I was hiding from you. But now it appears if I am going to keep from freezing to death, I need your help.
What are you yawning all over the place for?
I don't yawn all over the
place.
Look
the way you open your mouth that wide, it looks like it's all over the place.
Please, you must help me. The cold will put me to sleep, and I can't do it up here. I'll freeze.
Well, sure, Mr. Frog, I'll help you. In fact, I'm kind of chilly myself. You want to sit in my warm pocket or something?
No. Just get me into the water before it's too late.
Into the water? That water's too cold for a swim.
I'm not going to swim. I just have to get to the bottom, down to all that good, oozy, soft mud.
Oh, I get it. You sleep in the winter, just like the bears do.
Bears? Not down in my mud bed, I hope.
No, they sleep in caves and places like that. But wait a minute. Isn't it cold down there? Too cold to sleep?
Not for us frogs. God made us what you call cold-blooded. We don't freeze. In fact, it's a very nice place to sleep.
But how do you breathe? Mr. Frog!
Oh, my, I fell asleep. Please, hurry and help me get to the bottom of the lake. I'll freeze to death if I sleep up here.
Well, how will you breathe down there?
I don't breathe, not in the way you know, anyway. But God made my skin in a way that it takes in everything I need to stay alive.
Boy, God really took care of you, didn't he?
Well, that's a funny thing to say. God takes care of everything he makes. Don't you human beings know that yet?
Well, I guess we kind of forget it lots of times.
Just like you are forgetting to help me into that frozen lake. Quick, chop a hole and get me into the water.
I'll help you, Mr. Frog. Don't worry. Hey, here comes that strong wind again. It's warm.
Hurry.
The snow's melting. So is the lake ice. Oh, it's all gone. It's summer again. Oh, look, Mr. Frog, it's summer again. Where is he? Hey, was I asleep or something?
Yes, Steve had probably dreamed the whole thing. He's had unusual dreams before. But then he remembered that the frog said he'd been hiding behind a nearby rock. Steve went to the rock slowly and lifted it. And what do you think?
The frog said, hello.
Not quite, but almost. There he was, hiding, just like he said he'd been. and before he hopped off into the lake, it seemed to Steve as though he winked at him.
Frogs are funny.
Yes, they are funny little creatures. And the frog thought that we people were funny because we didn't know that God takes care of all his creatures.
I know that Jesus takes care of me.
I know that too.
Well, then, I'd imagine that you and the frog would get along just fine.